Today I'm going to continue on the scriptural chain from freedom to victory. Now the first series of 30 days scriptures, which is called the scriptural chain to freedom, is instruction on how to break your bondage and your self-will from the past. Now the second series is called from freedom to victory, because being free does not mean that you are in victory. Being free just means that you have finally separated yourself from those things in your past. But victory is the next step of your walk that you need to seek. And in this case, I am going to talk about 2 Corinthians 10 today. And I just did a Bible study on this not too long ago. But my people told me that I had not done one in specific on our memory verses. So these verses that are chosen out of the Bible, I call life-changing verses. Now, the reason why I don't give you the whole Bible to memorize is, number one, you're not capable at this time. And number two, it is not all relevant to you at this time. Although it is relevant, it just means that you cannot accept some of the things it has to say until you take into yourself some basic concepts and walk them out. You are never going to understand more than what you know, and you're not going to really get to understand more until you walk out what you already know. Are you hearing me? A lot of people look at each other still, and they look at each other with physical, which is another way of saying it is carnal eyes, which means that we judge the people according to their flesh, and that's all the way wrong to begin with. You know, we are intimidated by a man that looks like Jolly Green Giant and has arms that looks like tree trunks. But I assure you, you need to be more intimidated by the things that are spiritual than the things that are physical. Physical things, it says in the Word of God, do not be afraid of those that can take your life, but be afraid of those that can take your life and sentence you to hell, and there is only one, and you need to have fear of the Lord in your life. Amen. So this Bible study is going to be a statement on one of the next things that you need to be about in your life. And that very simply is, you need to walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. You need to not judge things by the outward side, but you need to judge things by the inward truth, the thing that you cannot see, which is God, Holy Spirit, and the things that He would have you to be about. Today I want to talk in specifics about how we view the world. Amen? And I'm going to go on for a few more minutes, and then I'm going to get in the message. Father, I love you, Lord. And God, let it be that every ear be open and every eye to see the truth. That today, God, they might receive this into their spirit and become who you mean for them to be, rightly perceiving the truth, not what it used to be, but your truth, which will always be. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Now, we look at the earth and are impressed by skyscrapers, right? Fast jet planes, right? Some people, fast cars, fast motorcycles, bank accounts with lots of money in them. Those are impressive in a physical way. But I'm telling you, in 1,000 years, none of those things will be standing. None of them bank accounts will have money in it. And the people that cared about those will have gone somewhere. But the question is where? We spend our whole life in pursuit of pleasure that destroys us. We spend our whole life in pursuit of things that mean absolutely nothing in the scale of events in the life that we live. We are more concerned with having friends than we are with just having a good friend. You are better off in your life with no friends than bad friends. Amen? And you need to change your perception of what your whole life should be about. You need to not concern yourself with how cute a girl is or how handsome a guy is. You need to concern yourself that you get your mental attitude to the place where everybody is a brother or a sister in the Lord. You are not to concern yourself with physical attributes. You are to learn to discern truth with spiritual eyes that will tell you the character of the spiritual nature of that person. You need to quit being impressed with flashy cars and flashy things, because I assure you that the persons owning them probably have a black heart that if you follow them will drag you into the pit. And you need to start being concerned about the truth of you need to get right in the Lord. You need to get right in a spiritual way. You need to put the things of God first and forget all that other stuff until you get your life in order. Amen? I'm going to tell you today that you're never going to be happy. And no matter how much stuff you get, it doesn't matter. You are not going to be happy until you get your spiritual life in order. And what I am telling you is that God must be number one in your life. And you must learn to respect and fear Him with your everything. And when you do, your life is going to plumb up to a very great degree. And until then, you will keep being wishy-washy, up and down, making like a light bulb. You're on, you're off, you're on, you're off, you're on, you're off. Until you get to that place where you start to see the real truth of what's really going on instead of the devil's lie that you lived and some of you to this day. Amen? I am here to tell you that God is the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything thereon, but I can't see Him. Amen? And I'm here to tell you today that if He walked up to this man right here and He said that he had a dark blue suit on, even though right now he is in these clothes, as soon as he spoke it, it would be true. And that is the truth of who God is. God performs His Word. When He speaks it, it becomes, and you must become armed with His Word in your heart so you can speak to the issues of your life, no matter what mountain you seem to be facing, that you speak to it and watch it disintegrate before your eyes. Now, I know you're going to tell me, well, I got some mountains in my life, and I'm going to tell you that your perception makes the mountains, but if you got Jesus, at best, you got a pimple on your nose. But if you worry on a pimple all the time, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until all you see is a pimple on your nose. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus in your life, and you recognize how great He is and how much He loves you, now you're going to get perspective in your life. You see, you have got to quit looking on things as the outward appearance, and you have got to go inside and find out that inner truth that God has for you. You see, you got to quit using your physical eyes. And you must start seeing things through spiritual eyes. You must quit just listening to all the yip-yipping of all the people and all the wicked spirits in the world. And you must start listening to the inner, still, quiet voice of the Lord and listen to Him. And if He tells you you can do it, by golly, you can. Because I just got done telling you that He is a performer of His Word. And His Word says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And if He says it, it is. And you must get yourself to a place in your life where you listen to those spiritual things, those truths, instead of the naysayers that are always telling you, no, you can't do that. No, it's impossible. No, no, no. Because they ain't never going to do nothing because they don't believe in nothing. So you got to get away from people that don't believe in nothing and believe in God, and what He says in your life will dramatically change. I'm here to tell you today that the reason why most of us run amok is because we have no purpose in our life. We don't know why we're here, and we don't know the path to find out why we're here. We're so busy trying to look cute, look manly, and do the things according to the world that we totally miss the very purpose of our existence on this earth. And that purpose is to perform a task that God, Jesus, Holy Spirit has assigned you. And that is your purpose. Now, whether you get married or not is not really relevant in the scheme of things. Whether you have babies or not is not really relevant in the scheme of things. Those are things that happen as we walk through life. But those are not to be the things that we focus on, nor is just the job, nor is just the education. But are we performing the purpose for which we were manufactured, which is to serve the living God? You see, when I sit here and talk to you, I want to talk to you in a way that you cannot evade this issue no longer. That you quit your street crap if you still got it. That you quit your game, you quit your noise, you quit your nonsense, and you just admit to yourself that I have viewed life wrongly. And then you need to repent and get over it and start to view life rightly. Hallelujah. You understand? I come up here every day, not for money, but because it is my destiny to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ across the world. Amen? That is my destiny. And you have a destiny, whatever God has assigned you. But it says that you don't know what your destiny is, only Him who made you. So if you aren't serving God, you are never going to find out what your destiny is. Because you are not able, because He is the grand master chess player. Makes all them Russians look like dinks. He's the man in every way. He will take you and put you through workshop and this and that and this and that and this and that till you get to the place where you are finally equipped to do the job. Your biggest task on earth is not worrying about stuff and things. Your biggest task on earth is learning how to view life rightly instead of the wrongly that used to be before you met God. Hallelujah. I used to think that I was this and that and I could do this and that. And you know what? I could do some things on my own. But none of the things that I do today were possible at all without Him in my life. And none of the things that I did at all were even comparable in worth as what I do today. And it's got nothing to do with money, stuff, or things. My house is an absolute example of donations from people to this church. Everybody comes up and says, how nice, but it's not mine. It's the Lord's. Amen? And if I was to move out tomorrow, I'd get my bed and a couple bags of clothes, and everything else would stay because it's not mine. And do I care? Absolutely not, because naked you came in and surely naked you will leave. So all the stuff and things has no real import in your life, nor it should. But you have been taught wrong, you think wrong, you need to repent of it and turn around and have that new life that God wants to give you. Do not misunderstand me. There's nothing wrong with stuff and things unless they are a focus of your life. Amen? I don't care if you have millions. Don't matter to me. I'm not impressed, depressed, or repressed. I'm none of those things. I could care less. Money is just something that if you think about it, it's just a bunch of numbers inside a computer somewhere. There ain't no real money behind it anyway. It's all some kind of false statement that we all just suck for. Amen? What's a dollar bill worth? Nothing. What's a $100 bill worth? Nothing. There's no gold there. There's no diamonds there. There's nothing there. It's a piece of stinking paper written by a stinking man that means nothing. But that's not surprising, because when you think about things, they're all made by men. And 1,000 years from now, they'll be nothing too. So you take something, you work your whole life for nothing, to take that nothing and go buy something else which is going to be nothing, and you totally miss the plan that God has for you in your life. It is a lie of the devil and a lie of the world to keep you away from your destiny. Did you get that? Father, help me today, God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Battling, backstabbing, wolfing, puffing up, intimidation techniques. I'm badder than you are. You're badder than me. What a crock. I got bad news for everybody in here. One bullet puts you in the ground. I don't care if your name's Karate Joe. Amen. There ain't no bad people in this. All the bad guys I ever thought I knew are dead or locked up for life. And you're here, so stop it. Did you get that? I mean it, too. I don't care. You know what? We can all woof-woof this, that, the other. I'm going to tell you the one thing that everybody on earth is looking for is love. And the love that you need comes from the Father. And let's cut through the crap and get to the real reality. And without that love of God in our life, we do not have the ability to live a good life. Because we don't have the completeness that only comes from God in our life. I'm going to go right to the verse. It says in verse 3, "For though we walk in the flesh," this is flesh. You wonder why you're that color? Walk across America and look down at the dirt. There's going to be brown dirt, white dirt, red dirt, different shades of all them colors. But in the end, it's all stinking dirt. Amen? So go on and feed your dirt bag or live for God and have a destiny in your life. Did you get that? Everybody, I'm so sick of bigotry. I'm so sick of all that noise and I'm so sick of it. Another tool of the devil, just as bad or worse than money. People will cut each other's throat for $5 to go get a hit. Wow, that's so cool. Man, we are smart people, aren't we? We all fall into the lies of the devil. And you got to stop it and do a reality check on what is important in life. And it is not what you see. It is what we know to be true once we find God in our life. And then we spend the rest of our life trying to get closer to Him. And we keep trying, and we keep trying, and we keep trying, and someday we will be one with Him. And when we die, we will go live with Him. Amen? And that is your sole purpose in life, is to be one with your Father. It says here, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh." Well, then how come does everybody do it anyway? Because they are immature, babes, still having to have their own way. Gotta be right. Gotta be in charge. Gotta be this. Gotta be that. You ain't in charge of nothing. You ain't in charge of the time you live, and you aren't in charge of the time you die. And you aren't in charge of hardly anything in between the beginning and the end I spoke. The only thing you are in charge of is whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. And everything else is just a journey, and you get to make a few choices that determine how happy you are or how miserable you are, depending on the choices that you make. Boy, Dominic, that's pretty brutal. It's brutally factual. You weren't there to make yourself get born. And chances are you ain't going to be the one to pull the plug either. You get it? But the choices you make will determine whether you go to heaven or hell. And I'm not talking about works, but your choice to love and serve God or not. Amen? To make Him your Father or reject Him and die. That's your choice. And then even if you make Him your Father and say that He is, then your next choices are going to be whether you are obedient or not in your life to have the joy or the misery that comes with life. How many choices do you get? Really, not a whole lot. Except for you can live this life and be miserable, or you can live this life and be happy. And these verses that I'm telling you today are an integral part of what you got to grab a hold of in order to live a good life and have victory in your life. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, which is worldly, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." You see, if you want to have a victorious life, the only way that's going to happen for you is that you are mighty in God. You are knowledgeable in the things of God. You know of God's standards and what God expects out of you. And when He talks to you, you obey His voice. That's how you get to be mighty in God. And I am here, ladies and gentlemen, to tell you today that is the only way to happiness. And that is the only way to true power in your life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And everything else is a manufactured crock. Amen? People spend their whole lives at jobs or playing money games to end up in the pit of hell. They spent their whole life working for hell. You see, you must be smarter than that. And you must reflect these scriptures in your life. The only way you are going to be mighty is to be mighty in the things of God. The only way you're going to be victorious is to be victorious in the things of God. I don't care if your name is Mr. Universe. It don't matter. You can't whoop one midget demon by the muscle on your arm. Matter of fact, he will come along and pop you so hard that you'll backspin. And you'll look around because you won't be smart enough to even know what happened. The things that are unseen control the things that are seen. So if you spend your whole life looking at things you see, then you are going to be devastated by life because you won't see the traps and the other things that are really controlling your life. Your only protection from the things that are wicked and unseen is being in Christ. Because without Him in your life, you can't take one battle on and win at all, ever. Because you can't even see when that next little point is coming right at you, because you are blind. These are life-changing scriptures, because I am telling you, and I am challenging you, and I will always challenge everybody I know, you must quit being the way you were raised. And you must accept the only truth that is, which is God's truth, which controls everything, even the little mini demons. Did you get that? Because all things are created by God. All things that are were created by God. But you know what? You can be controlled by one of God's creations, which is the devil, if you aren't smart enough to know what's really going on. Is anybody following me here today? You guys bored? Or am I wasting my time? Should I just go home? Or, of course, I live here, so I ain't going far. You see, you got to get a hold of this scripture in your life. I am so sick of people walking around moping. Christians, phony joy. They're happy when they get a check in the mail, and they're sad when somebody steals their car. Who gives a rip? Well, Dominic, that's kind of bold. If somebody steals my car, I know, my God, let them steal it so I can have a better car. What do you think? Because I'm His servant, and He takes care of those who really serve Him. Now, He's going to chastise me, and when I get lazy, He's going to put His boot in my butt and make me to perform some things which I deserve and I need and I eagerly await, although I don't enjoy that moment. I enjoy the reward for that moment. Amen? But I'm not, again, looking at things that are physical. I am looking at the invisible. And letting that be the goal of my life is to please Him who you cannot see, but you know is there. So it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I don't care, Mr. Karate Joe, Mr. Buff got out of prison, Mr. Lady took karate 8 years and hates man. I don't care. I don't give a rip what you think you can do in your flesh. Because the Bible tells me the truth that I know. And it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. You got strongholds in your life. The only way you're going to get rid of them is to get mighty in God. I heard all this deliverance crap. And I believe in deliverance. But if you don't change your habits and change your ways and fill that void with the goodness of God in your life, you are not going to be free. You're going to go right back to where you started from. So you got to become mighty in God. What does that mean? You've got to learn His truth and walk in it. Amen? You can't be just hearers of the Word. You got to be performers of the Word. Amen? When you know what's right, you do what's right. When you know what's wrong, you don't do what's wrong. You figure it out. You understand? It is basic and true. And the truth is you cannot walk in God without seeking Him, without having a prayer life, without really going after Him with your energy. How come is it that people will go 100 miles out of their way to pick up a bottle of dope or a special person for carnal reasons, but won't spend hours a day with the Lord, which is the source of all their victory? And then they got the nerve to come up and snivel to me, which, by the way, is a huge mistake. You know, I don't really go for that Christian thing where they come up and, oh, brother, I need some advice. Yeah, I got advice for everybody in this room. If you aren't saved, get saved. Right? And after you get saved, grow up. End of advice. Live what He says is true instead of what you used to believe. Amen? It says that these are some of the new habits that you need to get. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Whatever you hear, whatever you see, whatever you think that is not of God, rebuke it and cast it out of your own mind. I've sat in this room again and again and again, and when I have doubt come in my mind, when I have naysayers around, when I have those things happening in my life, I rebuke myself, my mind, my worldly thinking, and cast it out of me in the name of Jesus. Because God is the truth. His Word is the truth. This world will pass away. But it says His Word will never pass away. So am I going to listen to something that is nothing, or am I going to listen to something that is forever? You see, people, we got to change the way we think. We got to change the way we do business in life. It is imperative if we're going to have a life of victory. In verse 6, it says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. What does that mean? You need to bring yourself into subjection to the living God. Amen? You need to bring yourself into the truth of the living God. You need to walk with the Lord. You need that to be your overall goal of life forevermore. You need to love God with all your heart, body, soul, mind, and strength. You need to take this Word, and every time you look at it, you need to go, God, thank You for giving me the knowledge to walk in victory in my life. Now help me to get it in here so I can walk it out here. You need to take everything you read and accept it and quit arguing with Him. When did you make a moon or a star? When did you make one universe that is? You get it? So many people I hear that are Christians are arguing with God. What a waste of time. He is God, the Creator. And you are who you are, the created. And you need to receive what God has to say, whether your stinking thinking likes it or not. And you need to get your mind in order so that your life can be full of the glory that God has planned for it. You see, people, we need to change the way we think. You know why I throw that on the ground? Because a lot of new Christians and old Christians, they think this is something special. It's just a book. But the words on those pages, when they're inside your heart, will change your life. Don't you think that's anything special? That's just a book. What's special is the words that are on the pages that you need to get in your heart. Amen? Don't you treat that like it's nothing but a tool, because that's all it is. When the words are written in your heart, then your life changes. But not until then. So the best thing you can do is wear out that stinking book and get it up here so that it can finally settle down into here. Amen? Because I remember my first Bible. I remember when it fell apart, I was trying to tape it all back together. You know what I mean? I mean, it was my first Bible. It wasn't a very expensive Bible, but I was trying to tape it back together. And I spent an hour one day trying to tape this old ratty dog-eared Bible back together. And I thought, man, I just wasted an hour of my time on a stinking book. I could have been reading the Word out of a new book and getting more in my life. That book is not holy. The words in it is what's holy. And they change your life when they come out of that book into your heart and you walk it and you believe the things that are written. And that's what changes your life. It's not there for argument. It is written, therefore it is. So you're the one that has to change. And you know what? You got to quit looking at things with your carnal eyes. And you got to start looking at things with spiritual eyes. You got to quit hearing things with your carnal ears, and you got to start listening for things with your spiritual ears. You got to quit perceiving mountains and recognizing pimples instead of reversing the roles. And you are more than able to do all these things because Christ lives in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I love you, God. And let it be today, Lord Jesus, that you especially just reach out and touch these people, God, that you make it manifest to them the truth of the Word, which is they are able to do all things, God. Let it be that today we learn to rebuke our own thinking until we line up with what you have to say, God. Help us because we need your help. Strengthen us because we need your strength. But above all, God, let us be what you always intended for us to be. Through your Word, show us the truth. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.